What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and that countdown continues. It begins right now. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio as well, and we're about to give you that countdown. We do it every week, and it comes from that website that I just told you about, earshot-online.com, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yes, you should go check it out. It's a really fine service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Port, where you'll find the national top 50 being the top 50 most played records every single week on campus and community radio. There's also monthly and yearly rundowns as well, and specialty charts, including electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. And you can find the top 30 albums charting on over 30 campus and community radio stations, many of which are partners that air this program. We thank them so very much for checking it out. You also find reviews, interviews, and loads more, all kinds of new stuff on there, including Kirby Sewell Band, Jen and John, Electric Youth, Oh Susanna, and much, much more. So if you haven't checked it out, and you're hearing about it for the very first time, prepare to be amazed.
It is amazing. The only other thing that's more amazing than that is sliced bread when it was created.
Maybe.
Anyway, I tried. I need to get better jokes, I feel. Yeah?
Yeah, that's been the case for a long time. I don't necessarily understand that analogy. I'm not convinced that sliced bread was ever amazing.
No?
Maybe I need to go learn the history of bread.
Because if you wanted a sandwich, you had to eat a whole loaf of bread.
No, you just use a knife. Maybe. What's so complicated about that?
But then sliced bread came in. That's when sliced bread. Anyway, we'll look that up maybe. And if you want to get in touch with us, a few ways you can do so. It's earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to tell us if you think our conversations are ridiculous. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please feel free to reach out to us anytime. We've got a pretty big show for you lined up. There's lots going on in this program today. We're speaking with Amelia Curran later on. She's on the charts this week. We also have some folks from CHMA. We're going to be talking about Stereophonic in this hour of the program. Stephen Carlick joins us. Brian's got the lowdown. And of course, we've got the top 20. And Brian, what is it looking like in terms of folks who have petered off the charts? Do we have a pretty big list, or is it small this time?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be saying goodbye to some records, hello to others, and nice to see you again to some as well. On top of that, Century Palm last week debuting at number 12, dropping off the program to number 23, Tops, who's on the program for quite a while, from number 16, number 28, Sloan as well, number 17, down to number 31. Alt-J were on the charts for 1 week. They disappeared. They came back last week at number 14. They're back off again at 33. Maybe they'll return in a couple of weeks. And the Rural Alberta Advantage were on the charts for quite some time as well. They were at number 18 last week, and they're not within the top 50 at all. We're going to kick it off with a couple of debuts this week and all kinds of new stuff as well. As I mentioned, lots of returns and other new records. And otherwise, our top few are sort of staying strong again this week, but all kinds of new, fun, and interesting music to come your way this week, as we always do.
Alt-J is doing it the way that I would do it. I wouldn't want my album to be on the top 20 for a long period of time. I'd want to take some resting time, because then when it comes back, people are like, this is awesome. And then it goes away, and then it comes back, and this is awesome. So they're doing it right. That's the right way. It's the right way to make it happen.
I like that you think that you're personifying the band in a way that they get to choose
when they're on the charts. Yeah, I know. That's not really how it works. But if it was, then that's the way I'd do it. All right, let's kick things off, and we'll start with number 20.
All right, as I mentioned, a couple of debuts kicking us off from the Maritimes this week. Lisa LeBlanc, Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted is her new EP on Bonsund, and you're going to hear a track called The Waiting List. After that, Hey Rosetta are back. It's been quite a long time since Absolute had a new record from that band, and their latest is called Second Sight. It's at number 19, debuting in that spot. And you hear a track called Alcatraz. And Elephant Stone, another album that's been on the charts for quite some time now, is at number 18, down from 15. It's called Three Poisons, and you're going to hear Child of Nature, Om Namah Shivaya.
All right, here's the waiting list, your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
What's going on in yours? They say that you're young, but you don't act or look like it. You got a heart of gold and a good head on your shoulders. They say you're a good girl and you deserve much better. Before you, and they'll look at you with sympathetic eyes, and you won't have a choice but do the same to the ones in line behind you. 'Cause he'll give you the shirt off his back, but he won't give you his heart. A boxing ring, and your ego will have been stomped on like a riding of the bulls. So take a deep breath and take another one for the road, and you'll learn that in the long run, well, you'll be declared the winner.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. Thank you.
recognize the instant, memorize the pose.
Shot 20. Number 18.
Thank you.
That was Child of Nature, Omnimassivaya by Elephant Stone there at number 18, down from number 15 from the album Three Poisons. A couple of debuts kicking off the show this week. At number 19, it was Hey Rosetta from Second Sight. You heard a track called Alcatraz. And we also heard from Lisa LeBlanc from her new EP, Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted. At number 20, and the track starting off the show was The Waiting List.
Earshot 20. Not like you didn't know. You're listening to The Countdown, and we're taking a break from the charts right now to catch up with Stephen Karlick, who is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and a friend of ours here on the program, gives us some music news every week, and we really appreciate it because we like to keep up with what's going on. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
You or the music news?
I won't specify.
Okay. So we've got all kinds of great stuff to talk about and a lot of good stuff to talk about in the next 2 hours of the program. We're kicking things off with an announcement from Igloo Fest.
Yes. So though we here at Exclaim are in the thick of year-end stuff, we are starting to look forward to 2015. And part of that comes in the form of festival announcements for ones like Igloo Fest, who have announced that the 9th edition of the festival runs only on weekends, of course, as per usual, which means it'll be on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from January 16th to February 8th, and will take place outside at the Jacques Cartier Quay at the Old Port of Montreal. Performers for this year's festival will include Guy Borato, The Gas Lamp Killer, John Digweed, Luciano, Flostradamus, Dubfire, and many, many more. Definitely lots to check out there. The bill also includes showcases by Montreal's Lazy Days, La Familia, Neon, St. Woods, Samurai de Jongle, Gourbain, and many others, many local Montreal acts as well. You can see the full day-by-day itinerary at the festival's website and learn more about it, of course, at exclaim.ca.
I enjoy that it's over multiple weekends. If you're near to Montreal, you can get to everything, but if you're not near to Montreal, you can plan a weekend around it. That's really cool.
Yeah, pick the one that you're the most into.
Awesome. Well, check that out. Exclaim.ca, you can see the dates and information on tickets as well. Now we'll go to these guys. Just don't stop. They are they're everywhere, and even on your iPods when you don't want them. You two going to be going on a world tour.
There you go. In case you didn't get enough of them on your iPod without wanting them there, you can make the conscious decision to go out and see them in concert. I am, of course, just teasing. Many people are big U2 fans, and they are a great live act. Bono was out of commission for a recent performance at Times Square, where they asked Chris Martin from Coldplay in the gig of his lifetime and Bruce Springsteen to cover on vocals. However, he will be ready for an upcoming North American tour that kicks off on May 14th in Vancouver. It'll go sort of crisscross North America, and it will be in Europe as well. The band will be playing Vancouver for 2 dates, Montreal for 2 dates, and Toronto for 2 dates. Other Canadian dates are yet to be announced, if they will be announced. But it looks like, I mean, even across the globe, they're only playing the biggest cities. Los Angeles, New York, Turin, London, Amsterdam, Stockholm, Berlin, that sort of thing. So if you do want to see the larger-than-life band, you will have to go to one of the largest cities.
It is, it's quite an extensive tour date slotting that they have there, so that's exciting for fans. And I really enjoyed Jimmy Fallon did a little bit of a skit, and I'm not sure if Bono was actually supposed to be on his show or not, but he had to fill in for what he said was Bono was supposed to be on the show, wasn't on the show because of his accident, so he and his band did a Bono song, and he did it pretty good justice. So
there you go.
I'm glad Bono's okay, though. Now he can get back out there and do what he was meant to do.
There you go.
All right, one more story before we kick back to the charts and Brian lets you know what's next, and that is in the form of some sad news for Rolling Stones fans.
Yes, we have posted an obituary for the sadly passed sax player for the Rolling Stones, Bobby Keys. He was 70 when he passed away in the early morning of December 2nd at his home in Franklin, Tennessee. According to Nashville Scene, he had been suffering from cirrhosis, which is, of course, a condition caused by liver disease. A statement on his Facebook page is as follows. Early this morning, our beloved husband, father, family member, and friend passed away peacefully at home in Franklin, Tennessee. Bobby was surrounded by his family and loved ones. He will be greatly missed as he touched so many lives and made a lasting contribution to the American music scene. You can, of course, read more from the obituary and from that heartfelt statement at exclaim.ca. Keys had continued touring with the Stones until recently, but an update from the band back in October explained that due to being a bit under the weather, Bobby Keys will not be joining the Stones for the Australian and New Zealand tour dates. Bobby is under doctor's orders to take it easy for the next month and hopes to see everyone soon. The sax player played on many of the Stones' best-loved albums, including Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, and Exile on Main Street, and that's him behind the sax solo from Brown Sugar. You can see a live video of him playing with them, playing the classic song at exclaim.ca. Very sad stuff.
Our thoughts are definitely with his family, and it is sad news for fans indeed. All right, we're going to get back to the charts. Stephen, we'll get you to stick on the line. We've got more music news in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're
going to
hear from Hookworms, a new one into the show, debuting at number 27 last week. It's at number 17. The latest from them is called The Hum. You're going to hear Radio Tokyo. And How Can You Really by Foxgen at number 16, up from number 21. And that album is entitled And Star Power.
Take
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
You heard How Can You Really by Foxygen. They fell just out of the program last week to number 21. And they're back into the show at number 16 this week. That album is called And Star Power. You also heard from Hookworms. Their new one is back new into the show. And that band is back on the charts at number 17 from the record The Hum. You heard Radio Tokyo.
The countdown is on. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. It's a great website. All kinds of information on there for you, as well as the charts from all the great stations that air this program and help make this program possible. One of those stations is CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, and they've got a cool little festival coming up. Scott Brown joins me on the phone to chat about it. Scott, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So let's chat a little bit about how this festival came about, because it's in its 12th year, and that's pretty exciting for a festival to kind of keep that kind of support going. So how did the festival, which is called Stereophonic, come to be?
Well, it's sort of got mysterious origins. I myself don't know the whole truth behind it.
Oh.
I've asked our station manager about it, and he he's a fan of mystery and leaving things hidden. So he's shed a little bit of light and given me a few details. Maybe some of them false, maybe some of them true. But I think the kind of the seed of the origin was just that there was some interest in having a festival in January, and you know, when you're in the community radio game, you're always looking for funding resources and things like that. So it seemed like a fun way to provide some funding for the station. Just have a music festival, bring all your friends to town with their bands, and just have a good time. So I think that's kind of the basic origin of the festival.
And we just came off of our funding drive here at Local 107.3 FM, our home station. So, and we understand the importance of helping to fund campus community radio. Give us a little bit of insight as to why it's important for folks to come out and not only support this festival, but to support your station.
Well, I mean, we try and do a lot of really interesting things here in the community. We do like a free postering service, and we do a lot of things like that. A lot of things that, you know, cost money that maybe it's not so easy for us to get a return on or things like that. So with things like Stereophonic, they help provide funding for the services that we provide the community, for the community rather, and the just the things that we do. They really help with the day-to-day operations.
Stereophonic Music Festival is a weekend-long festival, and you've got lots of great performances lined up. Bri Webb, John McKeel, you've got all kinds. Adam Mowry, who we're familiar with in St. John, but is a great, great artist. Old and Weird, all kinds of stuff. How do you go about booking, and is there a theme when you decide to book for this festival when you are booking your acts, or does it just kind of, you sit around a table and say, oh, that'd be cool, let's try and get this person?
Well, there's a lot of different aspects to it. For pretty much the entire history of the festival, it's tried to focus on East Coast and Atlantic Canadian acts, so that always makes up a big chunk of the lineup. Then there's like a curatorial aspect to it. You know, everyone who comes in to do the job each year comes with some bands in mind that they'd like to bring to town, so that's definitely an aspect of it. But this year we also opened up an application process that maybe hasn't been present in some of the recent editions of the festival. So I think in the summer, like midsummer, I kind of put out a call for performance applications and left that open until the end of October. And we got a lot of applications. I was pretty blown away by the number of people that applied to play this festival and the quality of applications. So actually quite a few of the performers this year are people who were excited about the festival and wanted to come here and be a part of it.
That's really awesome. So if you're going to be in New Brunswick or in the Sackville area, or if you weren't planning on it but you were looking for something to do, because you know, live music in festivals doesn't really seem synonymous when you're talking about winter, but this will be a great one. January 22nd to the 24th. You want more information, head to chmafm.com/stereophonic. That's stereophonic. Check it out. It's going to be great. And Scott, you guys are doing great work, and thanks very much for putting this on again this year.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me about it.
No problem at all. Right now, we are going to give you a taste of what you could be hearing at Stereophonic Music Festival in Sackville. Old and Weird on the Earshot 20 in an extra spot this week. Stick around. The charts continue after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15. Number 14.
Les conséquences vécues. Répète et répète jusqu'au sommeil. Personne ne reste. Personne ne reste. Personne ne reste.
Put your hands up, 'cause everybody dies. checker looking for a friend. You got a pulse, you got a problem. We know the real you, so why do you pretend? The velvet rope, the soft eyed bouncer. The girls are shivering in their high heeled shoes. The ones inside all feel like winners. Put your hands up if you know you're gonna lose. Put your hands.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was No One Is Lost by Stars. They're into the show again at number 14, up from number 22 after falling off the charts the week before that. And their new album is also entitled No One Is Lost. You also heard from Electric Youth, If All She Has Is You, from their latest Inner World at number 15, down from number 7. And we heard an extra this week playing at Stereophonic early in 2015. It's Old and Weird from Halifax and a track called She Seems Stressed.
Yeah, big thanks to the folks at CHMA for joining us on the program. And remember, you can check that out. Give it a search online and search for Stereophonic. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And we have finished the first 10 of the top 20, so we won't delay that. And we're going to kick things off with number 13.
They fall for number 10. It's the Barr Brothers from Sleeping Operator. Here's a track entitled England.
Death and an endless death. After all, England may keep the faith.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Yeah.
It's the Year Shot 20.
Up to number 11 this week, up from number 20. That was Elliot Brood from Work and Love, the track called Tired. You heard Talkback Mikael by Legato Vipers, dropping one spot to number 12. This week is LV. And at number 13, Dan for 10, it was the Bar Brothers from Sleeping Operator. We started that set of tunes with a track called England.
So I just need to tell everybody, I purposely picked that Legato Vipers song because it looked tough to say. And every once in a while, I like to throw one a curveball at you, but I am just so impressed at how you just, you run with it.
Now you say
it. You could be a politician. What is it? Talk back. I have no idea. I would not even be able to begin. But you do a good job. The conviction is unbelievable. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland and Anthony Edmond, myself, in with you and counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That is the first 10 we have counted down in this hour of the program. Also got a chance to chat with Scott Brown from CHMA and talk about Stereophonic. Again, chmafm.com/stereophonic. If you want more information about that festival, Stephen Karlick also joining us on the program, and he'll be back in the second hour. More music news to bring you. If you're just tuning in or you're new to the program, we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums that come from earshot-online.com, and it is from the national top 50. We broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. We are talking to Amelia Curran. We've got the lowdown. We've got Stephen back. It's an incredibly large show in the next hour of the program. We did it big in hour one. It's even bigger in hour two. Are you ready for it, Brian?
I'm prepared.
All right. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.